In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, the 10th of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. I'm going to mention this right up at the top to A, get it out of the way, and B, in so doing, hopefully reinforce its normalness. All three major stock indices fell today, and not a little bit either. Tad more than 2% on the NASDAQ, and here's the deal. That's what's supposed to happen. Stocks go up, stocks go down, and we move on. You can't stay at all-time highs forever, y'all. All right, speaking of moving on, let's, shall we? There is real estate news on this Thursday. Two of this country's biggest institutional landlords are joining forces. Starwood Waypoints Homes and Blackstone's Invitation Homes are merging. They'll have 82,000 homes for rent in metropolitan areas across the country, a deal which is, kind of in and of itself, a housing market indicator, as Market Police's Sabri Benishour reports.
When corporate landlords first started buying up single-family rental homes after the financial crisis, people thought it was a radically risky idea. 10 years later, it has paid off. David Korak is with FBR Capital Markets.
Fundamentally, the single-family rental market has really taken off in an institutional form for the first time in history.
When institutional investors first got into the market, the homes were cheap to gobble up, and rental profit was easy. But now,
at this point, prices have gone up a lot on the home purchase side. Rents have gone up some, but less rapidly than home prices.
Lori Goodman is with the Urban Institute.
So what these guys are trying to do is figure out how to keep returns up, although lower than they once were.
So these companies are having to consolidate where they can make the most money. Doug Harder is with Credit Suisse.
Both of these companies have targeted cities where they see job growth as being better than average and building of new homes as being below average.
Demand for homes high, supply low, you get faster rent growth. By consolidating, the companies can also save money on things like maintenance. Lawrence Yoon is with the National Association of Realtors, and he sees a problem with all this.
What the investors are gobbling up, this is coming at the expense of potential first-time buyers.
On the other hand, institutional investors only own a small percentage of homes in any given market. And Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute says typical landlords can be really hit or miss. Corporate landlords are more consistent.
I am not worried about the impact to consumers. I mean, I think what these guys do is provide professional management.
Whatever the long-term implications, this merger is a sign that corporate landlords for single-family homes are here, and they're here to stay. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.